Get ready to listen and take in the practical Bible-based teachings of Joyce Meyer in this message entitled, The Shield of Faith.
Well, Father, we thank you for the word today and just appreciate you and letting us be here today. Thank you that we still have the freedom to do these kind of things in this nation. And I pray that we'll never lose those freedoms. Impact us with the word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, back to Mark 11:22. We're going to talk today about the shield of faith. You know, we Christians talk about faith a lot, but it's one thing to believe in Jesus as your Savior. That's one thing that we exercise our faith for. But then there's many other things that we need to release our faith for that maybe we're missing. Like, there's all kinds of people who believe in Jesus that live under condemnation all the time. So if you really want to use your faith for something, why don't you really use your faith to live free from guilt and condemnation? I mean, if you believe when you ask God to forgive your sins that he did forgive your sins and he removed them as far as the east is from the west, then what's to still feel guilty about? And we're going to talk a lot more about that tonight. So I'm just trying to make the point that although we have faith and we say, well, I believe in Jesus, that's not where faith ends. From there on, we're supposed to learn to live by faith. The just man shall live by faith. We're made right with God by faith. We're sanctified by faith. We're redeemed by faith. Our provision comes by faith. I went to church for many, many, many years, and I believed in Jesus, but that was pretty much the end of what I believed. I didn't even really know that I could believe God for other things. I remember running into a woman in a store one day who was a clerk, and we got to talk, and I found out she was a Christian. And so I was just asking her questions about how the business was, and, you know, are you on commission? Do you get a salary? You know, we were just chatting. And she said, well, things have not been very good. She said, I have a quota that I have to meet. And she said, honestly, I haven't been meeting it, and I'm kind of concerned that I'm going to lose my job. I said, well, why don't you just pray for God to give you favor and cause people to wander over here into your department to shop? Well, see, that was very normal to me.